This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. Welcome to the Monday afternoon Agud Perka National Shir. We have a very important topic today. As we're approaching Parshas Re'eh, Chodesh Elul Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, we're going to speak about a topic. And every time Hashem gives us a designated topic, there's always a particular hashgacha. It's today's topic is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud. Nasoin titein alai, you shall surely give to him. V'lo yera levavcha besidchalai, it should not hurt your heart to give to him. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh, because of this matter, yivarechecha Hashem lekecha, Hashem your God will bless you, b'chol ma'asecha, in all of your activities, u'v'chol mishlach yadecha, and whatever you set forth to do. So clearly this pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Actually, today's shir is sponsored by Daily Giving, dailygiving.org. I'm going to tell you what that's all about. But more importantly, today's shir is about how to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because tzedakah is something we fulfill rather routinely. You take the nickel, you take the quarter, you take the dollar, you take the $100, and you give it. Sometimes, though, we may be lacking in the feelings and in the kavana that we have when we give the tzedakah. So let's examine the pasuk. The pasuk says you should surely give to him. It should not hurt your heart to give to him. Sometimes it's late at night, you're relaxing, you're ready to call it a night, and all of a sudden you hear a knock on the door. So you look and you see that the living room lights and dining room lights are off already. So you say, well, maybe they'll think nobody's home. You hope the knocking will, so to speak, abate. And then you hear more knocking. Then you hear the doorbell ringing. And you realize the person at the door, maybe they think someone's home, or they know someone's home, or they've been stalking you, so they know someone's home. So you figure, so what should I do? Either they're going to be banging my door the whole night. Maybe I should give them $100. Why? To get them to stop banging. So sometimes the exercise in tzedakah turns into, it might be worth money to pay the guy to stop harassing me. So the pasuk says, no, you should surely give him. It should not hurt your heart when you give to him. Because of this matter, God will bless you. And now we need to identify, what does it mean because of this matter? What exactly is this matter? What exactly is this matter? Says that Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, Nasoin titein loy v'layera levavcha besitcha loy, husharnu baza, were warned, leharchik minavshenu tzoros ha'ayin, to distance from our soul stinginess, v'liyoysenu toivei ayin, we should be good-eyed, ke'inyin shenemar toiv ayin hu yivarach. In other words, be a sport. V'loy dai b'matnas hayad, it's not enough just to give with your hand. You need to implant in your soul the midah of generosity. So when that guy comes knocking on your door, it's not enough to give to him, but you need to give it to him with a feeling of generosity. Say, you know what? It might not be so easy to do that. After all, you think to yourself, I had to work hard to make that $100. I had to get up early. I had to go to school. I had to earn the job. I had to work hard. It was not easy for me to make that money. This guy is freeloading off me. All he does is he knocks on the door and he sticks out his hand. Well, you know, it's not enough that I give it. Now I have to give it happily. Why should I give it happily? I had to work for it. He's getting it for free. No, the Torah warns us, not only should you give it to him, but it should not be bad in your heart when you give to him. You should distance from yourself. You should distance from yourself feelings of stinginess. You should inculcate and ingrain it within yourselves feeling of generosity. Okay, you know, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yezayin, V'haya ma'aseh hatzedakah shalohim va'avodas hatzedakah hashkeifa v'tachar olam, and the act of charity is peace, and the work of charity is tranquility and security. The Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazakah, we have to be careful in the mitzvah of tzedakah more than any mitzvah asay in the Torah. Of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, we have to be most careful with tzedakah. Says the Rambam, because tzedakah is a siman that somebody is righteous, meaning that we are of just and upright lineage. Tzedakah shows we're bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Like Hashem says, ki yadativ leman asher yitzaveh es banav, to do tzedakah. And the throne of Israel is not upheld, and true religion, the religion of the Jewish people, is not firm only with tzedakah. And we will only be redeemed with tzedakah. Like it says, tziyayim b'mishpati padeh, vishaveha b'tzedakah. No one ever became poor from giving tzedakah. No damage ever came to a person from tzedakah. Nothing bad ever came. Sometimes a person says, really, I should give that much money? You know, it's going to hurt. I could give $10, I could give $100, but to give that amount, that I'm going to feel it. No, nobody ever felt it. No harm ever came from giving tzedakah. Anyone who is merciful, they're merciful on him. Anyone who is cruel, we have to question his lineage. Achzorius is only found by Oivdei Koychavim Umazalais. But all of Israel and all those who accompany Klal Yisrael are like brothers, like the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. And if you don't have mercy on your brother, who will have mercy on him? Who will the Jewish poor raise their eyes to? So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of tzedakah is really dependent on us feeling that we are all the children of Hashem. Well, if we're all the children of Hashem, then my friend who's suffering, he's my brother. And if I don't help my brother, who's going to help my brother? Now, it's very interesting. We pointed out many times over the years, that the fact that we're able to do tshuva is contingent on us being the beloved children of Hashem. We mentioned over the years many times that only the Jewish people are able to repent. The nations of the world cannot repent. It's an explicit medrash. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'loy lo'idei kechavim. The nations of the world cannot repent. The Chida explains that God has a different relationship with the nations in the world than He does with Israel. The nations of the world are God's subjects. God is their king. Melech shemachal al kavoidoi ein kavoidoi machal. A king who overlooks his honor is not overlooked. God cannot atone and forgive the nations of the world. But Hashem is our Father. And Av Shemachal al Kavoidoi, Kavoidoi Machal. A father who overlooks his honor is overlooked. Therefore, tshuva only is effective for the Jewish people who are the beloved children of Hashem. The Rambam is saying, likewise, tzedakah is only effective because we are the children of Hashem. We pointed out over the years that Tornus Rufus says to Rabbi Akiva, if God loves the poor, why doesn't He support them? And Tornus Rufus says, in his opinion, if you give charity, it should be considered a sin because you're contravening the decree of the Almighty. The Almighty decreed this person should be poor. How could you give them money? You're going against the will of the king. And Rabbi Akiva said, indeed, if Hashem's relationship with us was that He is our king and we're His subjects, we would not be allowed to give tzedakah. The only reason why we're allowed to give tzedakah is because God is our Father. So even if a father punishes a child and locks him up and says, no one feed him, if someone sneaks in and feeds him, the father will be appreciative. So tzedakah demonstrates our relationship with God as His beloved children. So in the month of Elul, which is the month of tshuva, this week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, which is the parsha of the first parsha of Elul, or the introduction to Elul, gives us the mechanism of tshuva, which is that we're the beloved children of Hashem. It also gives us the mechanism of tzedakah. And by recording the mitzvah of tzedakah in Chodesh, in Parshas Re'eh, it's solidifying our status as Hashem's children to be able to take advantage of tshuva. By the way, one of the ramazim to Elul is Ish L'Re'ehu U'matanois L'Avyoinim. That's brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's why in Elul we are mechazik ourselves in tzedakah, because the remez to Elul is Ish L'Re'ehu U'matanois L'Avyoinim. So this is an introduction to the mitzvah of tzedakah, and I want to bring to your attention today four important thoughts and attitudes to have when we give tzedakah. The first attitude is, when you give it, be a sport. Don't feel bad about it. Some people give tzedakah because they feel that they basically were held up. If they want their kid to get a shidduch, if they want to be looked at like a good guy, they know the guy on their left gave the ani a dollar, the guy on their right gave the ani a dollar. You really didn't want to give the ani anything except for a piece of your mind for bothering you in the middle of davening. But what are you going to do? He held you up. If you don't give him, people are going to think you're a cruel guy. No, once you let that money go, you should give it as a sport. You should think, I'll never lose money from tzedakah. It'll only bring me bracha. I hope this guy uses it gesundheit. The first kavana to have when you give tzedakah, layera levavcha besitcha lai. It should not be bad in your heart when you give it to him. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you need to implant in your heart the midah of generosity and distance yourself from stinginess. Give generously. Give with a spirit of generosity. But kavana number two is what the Chida brings in number 5. Avoidas HaKodesh. And Avoidas HaKodesh is a little compendium authored by Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai about Hanhagos Toivos that a person should adopt. The first thing the Chida writes is Yizoher Lases Tzedakah B'chol Yom Lefachos Pruta. You should be careful to give tzedakah every day at least a pruta. Now, this is where today's sponsor comes in, Daily Giving. You could go to dailygiving.org. I have a friend, Rabbi Jonathan Donath, he's a doctor. He started Daily Giving. The statistics are amazing. I think he's giving out annually millions of dollars. He's giving out $21,700 every day. Since they started, they gave out $25 million. But here's the great benefit from it. The great benefit is that since one should try to give tzedakah every day, at least a pruta, you know, you don't always have money on you. You know, do you always have your wallet on you? What about on Shabbos? Do you give tzedakah every day? How do you give it on Shabbos? What about Chol HaMoed? What about Yom Tov? Even somebody who tries to give tzedakah and shul every morning, there are many, many days a year that, for whatever reason, tzedakah is overlooked, especially Shabbosim. Or other times, you just don't have money. Sometimes you're traveling, or if a person doesn't make it to the shul. So what Daily Giving does is, you sign up, and they charge you a dollar a day. They charge your credit card a dollar a day. This way, you make sure that every single day of your life, you are connected to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Actually, Rabbi Jonathan told me that there's a family he knows. They signed up 5 times. So he's wondering, 5 times? Yeah, for him and his wife, and his 3 children. So he asked them, how old are your children? And they said, the children are 1, 3, and 5. So he said, why are you giving for your children? He said, because he made email addresses for the kids. And every day, now I'm going to come to the second benefit. Every day you get an email. You gave a dollar to Tom Chai Shabbos, you gave a dollar to RCCS, you gave a dollar to United Hatzalah, you gave a dollar to Hatzalah, you gave a dollar to Torah Anytime. And these kids never received an email in their life, except for every day they get an email from Daily Giving. So when they're 10 years old and they look back at their email account, they're going to see thousands of emails that for their entire life they were giving a dollar a day. It's a beautiful way to mechanech your children to give tzedakah. Here's the other benefit, and that is, we'll see, just like when it comes to your financial portfolio, everybody knows the basic rule of finances is diversify. The Gemara even says, shlish b'karka, shlish b'prakmatia, shlish b'mois. So when it comes to spiritual affairs, you want to make sure you diversify. If you put all your money, all your eggs in one basket, you don't know if it's going to be a good basket. You know, if you give you all your money to this institution, what happens? You find out this institution was not cut out, not exactly as advertised. You always want to have a chelek in all the good activities of Klal Yisrael. So basically, they diversify. Every day your dollar goes to a different cause, and it's a way to ensure that you have a chelek in all of the beautiful causes of Klal Yisrael. You could go to dailygiving.org, and I think it's a good idea. I did it myself. In any event, the Chidah says, when you give tzedakah, what should you think? This is very interesting. Let's go back to the pasuk. V'haya masei hatzedakah shalom. It says the Shem Havaya by tzedakah, but not in order, not yud ke vav ke, vav ke yud ke. And you should have the following thought. Your arm, what letter is your arm? Your arm is a vav. Your arm is a vav. Your five fingers are a hey. Zroyoi vav, your five fingers, hey. The coin is a yud. The five fingers of the ani, or the gabai, is a hey. This is what it means. V'haya masei hatzedakah shalom. The vav of your arm, the hey of your five fingers, the yud is the coin, the hey is the hand of the ani. The chida says you should be very careful in tzedakah, because tzedakah takes the place of karbanos bisman hazeh, and it's mechaper even on mezid, and it saves from death. And one is misbarich bekama brachos. The Chida says you should be careful that your tzedakah is besesar. Don't talk about it. Don't tell people, yeah, you want to see how much tzedakah I gave. And by the way, some people, they'll never say how much tzedakah they gave, but they make sure that their friends find out about it. They'll never say, they just make sure that the dinner that's honoring them reads off all of the invoice that they paid. No, don't think it's, as long as you don't advertise it, you could arrange for other people to find out about it. Don't make those arrangements. The Avodas Hashem should be without ulterior motives. And if you're mechavin l'shem Hashem and you also want to be praised, that's not the right thing. All your kavanah should be l'shem Shamayim. By the way, Chida says your main tzedakah should be with those who are toiling in Torah and who are poor. Like it says, shlach lachmecha apnei hamoyim. Ein mayim ela Torah. By the way, if you're a smart guy, the Chida says you'll be very careful to support those who study Torah, because you're mekayim many mitzvahs, tzedakah, hachzakas ha-Torah, harbatzas ha-Torah. And this way, if you help the Talmud Chacham that he has Yishuv Hadas to learn, you're mechabe the Torah, you're mechabe those who study the Torah, and there's no comparison between giving tzedakah to an Am Haaretz to giving tzedakah to a Talmud Chacham. Okay, now, the Chida says that when you give tzedakah, you're unifying Hashem's name, like the Arizal says. By the way, we just saw how you're unifying Hashem's name. The vav of your hand, the hay of the five fingers, the yud of the coin, the hay of the hand of the ani. Says the Chida, we could read the pasuk, ki beglal hadavar hazeh, beglal is gematria 65, the Shem Adnos. The Shem Adnos, that's referring to the name of Havaya that is activated when you give the tzedakah. The word Hadavar is a remez to unifying the names of Hashem, like it says, Ra'ua Midaberes. Hazeh is also a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, Zeh Keli V'Anvehu. Because when you give tzedakah, you're Meyached Kud Shabrichu Ushchinte. Therefore, Yivarechecha Hashem. Therefore, it says, Ki Biglal Hadavar Hazeh. Biglal is Gematria 65. Ki Biglal Hadavar Hazeh. The Chida says that this is perhaps merumas in what Boaz tells the harvesters. Boaz tells the harvesters, Hashem Imachem. Boaz is saying, since you're Isaac in Matnas Aniyim, Leket, Shikcha, Peah, you're unifying Hashem's Shem HaMiyuchad. Like the Arizal says, it's Goyrem Yichud Kutshabrichu. Like the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li teruma. Rashi says, li lishmi, because by giving truma, you're meyached the shem of Hashem. So Baya says, Hashem imachem, by you giving tzedakah, the name of God is with you because you're so proficient in the matnas aniyim. And they said to him, no, yivarechecha Hashem, you're the owner of the field. You're the one who's allowing us to be mekayim the mitzvahs of tzedakah. You're providing us the resources. So really, God is with you. The Shem Havaya is with you. The Chida in the Dvash Lefi talks about the importance of giving tzedakah, especially in Tishrei. Like the Rambam says in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're marbim b'tzedakah. Also, as we mentioned earlier, tzedakah is even mechaper for mezid. Also, tzedakah demonstrates we're banim la'makayim. And also, tshuva is midin banim la'makayim, because av shemachal al kvoidai, kvoidai machal. And this is the reason goyim don't have tshuva. That's the reason why for akum, a tzedakah is a chait. Another remez to tzedakah in Tishrei. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, leman tichya, v'yarashta, v'yarashas, oisiyos, Tishrei. Here, the Chida writes in Sipoiren Shamir. The pasuk says, Pizar, nosan, lo evyoinim, tzidkasoi, oimedes, lo ad. The Chida says you should be marbe b'tzedakah according to your kayach every single day. No day should go by that you don't give tzedakah, whether a little bit or a lot. And by doing so, you're meyached the shem hamyuchad havaya yisbarach. And it's a very big tikkun to be mechaye nafshois evyoinim. Now, this also demonstrates pizar. If you scatter tzedakah, then tzidkasoi oimedes lo'ad. You're misaking the shechina. You're misaking the shechina. The Chida writes in Devash Lefi Mareches Sadi that how could you make sure that you, when you give tzedakah, it's going to go to the right cause? After all, you never know. The guy who's knocking on your door, he looks like he's a tzaddik. He looks righteous. He looks religious. But you never know. So the Chida says that in order to make sure that the tzedakah doesn't go to someone who's enoy hagun, the Eitzah is you should make sure to diversify your tzedakah to many, many causes. Because among all the various causes and aniyim that you support, you'll definitely hit the mark. And this way your tzedakah will be oimed esla'ad. This is what the pasuk means. Pizar, nasan, la'evyoinim. If you scatter the tzedakah to various causes, then you ensure tzedkasai oimed esla'ad. Then the Chida brings that even if you give tzedakah and you're mechavein, it goes for the mitzvah, even if it ends up going to Anoshim She'ena Mehuganim, it's still considered desirable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what kavanah should a person have when they give tzedakah? So far, we saw you should have the kavanah to distance yourself from stinginess and to inculcate within yourself Nedivos Halev. We saw that when you're giving tzedakah, you're miyached the name of Hashem. Your arm is a vav. The five fingers is a hey. The coin is a yud. The five fingers of the ani is a hey. But the Chida wrote another compendium called Kaf Achas. And here he gives us, so to speak, the executive summary of the various kavanas to have when you're giving tzedakah. We tend to just give tzedakah. You take the money out of your wallet, you take out your credit card and you give it. Actually, I remember years ago, Rav Miller once spoke about a certain doctor that treated him pro bono, and the doctor passed away. And Rav Miller every day would put a nickel in the pushka, and he would be mechavein that the tzedakah should be le'iloi nishmas, that doctor. But here, the Chida says a number of kavanas to have when you give tzedakah. Number one, he says, I found that when you give tzedakah, you should be mechavein to redeem all the sparks of your nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and of the Torah, and the mitzvahs, and tefillahs that God cast away and got, so to speak, immersed and lost in the klipais. And through tzedakah, you could extract them from the klipais and restore them to kedusha. And you should be mechavein that Hashem save you from the yetzer hara, and from any chait or bad hirhur, and from machalos asurais, and from choili. You should be mechavein when you give tzedakah that it should silence the mekatrigim. You should have in mind that if you owe anyone money that you don't know about, whether you owe him from this Gilgal or a different Gilgal, that somehow this tzedakah should rectify it. You should be mechavein that by giving tzedakah it should be a nachas ruach for the nefesh, ruach, neshama of a father or mother or relative. You should have in mind that there are great secrets and soidos that are connected to tzedakah. You should have in mind it's miyached kochabrichu and the shchinte. You should have in mind that whatever the Rashbi and the Arizal had in, were mechavin when they gave tzedakah, your tzedakah should be for the same purpose. By the way, the Chida, even the Reb Chaim Falaji says, each day of the week, there's a specific rectification of the tzedakah that you do. And he says, there is a special tefillahs that were composed by Rav Shalom Sharabi. It's published in the Chesed LaAvram. Halavai, if each day of the year we were aware of the special effects that your tzedakah can accomplish. I have a friend in Flatbush who's involved in the publication of the Svarim of Rav Chaim Falaji. He was also involved in the publication of a sefer called Masei Hatzdaka of Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisraelija, and he brings a special tefillah that was composed by the Rashash, Rav Shalom Sharabi, and it lists literally a few dozen different kavanos you could have when you give tzedakah. I don't know that we're on the Madrega to have all of these dozens of kavanos, but it's worthwhile just to take a look at it to give you an idea that when you give your nickel or quarter or dollar to tzedakah, it's not a small, minor, isolated act, but rather it has a great significance. He brings down a whole l'shem yichud of the various psukim we're fulfilling by giving tzedakah, ki pasayach tiftach, v'chei achicha imach, la'yia v'cha evyoin. You have in mind that in your act of tzedakah, you're going to connect the four letters of the Havaya. With your arm is the Vav, with your five fingers the Hey, the Pruta Ayud, the five fingers of the Ani Hey. Your Mechavein, that the tzedakah should help that your tefillahs and Torah should be accepted in heaven. Your Mechavein to redeem all the nefashos and ruchos and neshamos and sparks of Kedusha that fall to the dark side. You should have in mind when you give tzedakah to redeem all the souls, to extract them from Gehenna. Maybe you have a friend who maybe didn't live life the way he should have, and you're pretty sure right now he's in a self-cleaning chamber up there in the purgatory. So you could help him out. When you give tzedakah, you should think, this tzedakah is redeeming Pliny Almoini from the Madura of Gehenna. When you give, so that's kavana. Number one, for your tefillah to be accepted. Number two, to redeem any mitzvahs that might have fallen into the klipa. Number three, to redeem perhaps someone who is wicked and is in Gehenna. Number four, to bring menucha to the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama of any of the tzaddikim. Number 5, to bring menucha to a departed loved one, a father or mother. Number 6, you know, there's an idea that if you visit a certain kever, the neshama of that tzaddik could join along with you and give you a boost in your avodas Hashem. Not Gilgal, it's called Ibur Neshama. For example, when the Ben Ish Chai visited the kever of Benayahu ben Yehoyada, he had an Ibur Neshama from Benayahu ben Yehoyada. So you give tzedakah to be zoicha to Ibur Neshama of a tzaddik. Number 7, you want to push away all sparks that cause us trouble. Number 8, that Hashem should save us from the Yetzer Hara, from bad thoughts. Number 9, that Hashem should help us and all of Klal Yisrael do tshuva. Number 10, that Hashem should help us and give us koyach to rectify our Torah and our tefillah and our achila and our shia. Number 11, that we should sweeten the Midas Hadin. Number 12, Yimechavein as a refuah shalema for all the Chayla Yisrael. Number 13, that Hashem should protect us from Tzara, that it shouldn't come onto Klal Yisrael, especially here in Salonika. Now, I want to tell you something. This was written by Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael Lija in Salonika. But you, my dear holy brother, do not live in Salonika. I just wanted to point that out. You don't live in Salonika. Wherever you live, I don't know where you live. You live in Yerushalayim, you live in Muncie, you live in Kew Garden Hills. Where do you live? Baltimore, I don't know where you live. You live in Wyoming, you live in Kitchen Sink, Idaho, you live in Jamaica States.
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton! Even if you live in Boca Raton, you should have in mind when you give tzedakah, Hashem should save Boca Raton from tzara, especially the Bnei Yerushalayim.
By the way, in the office at BRS, I saw your sefer.
Wow.
What does it mean, Kizar?
Kizar means, the way the Chidah says, you want to diversify. You give to this institution, this Ani, this Talmud Chacham, you spread the wealth. You spread the wealth. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Number 14, to be Mevatel all the Makatrigim from upon us and from all of Klal Yisrael. Number 15, you want to strengthen all those who support Torah and Yerushalayim. Number 16, you want to bring Hatzlacha to travelers who are in danger. Number 18, if you owe anybody money, you don't know who, how much, where, from this Gilgal, some other Gilgal, you stole, that Hashem should help you rectify that. Number 18, that Hashem should make us be zoicha to banim chasidim kedoshim, that our children should live long, betoiv uvinimos. Number 19, that Hashem should save my children from sin. Number 20, Hashem should help my son find a zivug hagon. 21, Hashem should help my daughter find a zivug hagon. Thank you. Hashem number 22, Hashem should be mezakeh our children for Torah near Shamayim. Number 23, Hashem should save our soul from the klipos. 24, Hashem should give us and all of our participants arichas yomim v'shanim, with not kares of yoime, not kares deshane, and not push us away. Hashem should elevate our neshama at night, so when our neshama goes up at night, it shouldn't hang around this world, it should go and hear a good shirim in the Olam HaEmes. You're getting the point. There are many, many kavanos to have when you give tzedakah. In any event, this is another aspect of tzedakah. Aside from inculcating within us generosity and staying away from stinginess, aside from the fact that we're meyached Hashem Havaya, but it's also an opportunity to have all of these kavanos and to access all this great bracha. But here's another very important aspect of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dav Tes Amad Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, anyone who gives a pruta to an ani gets 6 blessings. And if somebody consoles an ani, gets 11 blessings. What are the 6 blessings? Haloi parois laroiv lachmecha vaniyim rudim tavi bayis kisira arem chisisai. And if you console them, you get 11 blessings. The question is that Tosis discusses: do you get if you console the ani? When we say you get 11 blessings, does that mean 6 for giving plus 5 for consoling? That you only get 5 for consoling? Or do you get 6 for giving and an additional 11 for consoling? So when the Gemara says you get 11 for saying nice words, in other words, you walk into the shul, you see an ani. The ani might be a little disheveled. He may not be the most well-groomed guy. Maybe he's not the most pleasant company. You say, Shalom Aleichem, so nice to see you. You look great. You look like $1,000,000. You made my day. I'm so happy you're here. Do you get another 5 blessings or another 11 blessings? Tosfos says you get another 11, which means you get a total of 17 blessings, 6 for giving and 11 for your nice words. But Tosfos doesn't really say what his source is. How do I know you get in another 11? So Rav Miller, and I believe I once heard him say this, it's in his Sefer Shari Oira. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Nun Chesam and Beis Amr Rabbi Yochanan, insulting someone, saying harmful words is worse than causing someone financial loss. When you say harmful words, it says, V'yareisamei aleikecha, because only God knows if you're hurting somebody with words. Rabbi Lezer says, when you say harmful words, you're hurting them physically. When you take away their money, it's only financially. The Gemara also says harmful words cannot be paid back. Money can be paid back. Rav Miller says the fact that it says that harmful words cannot be paid back, it sounds like you're stealing something from someone. What are you stealing from them? You're stealing their respect. You're stealing their honor. And taking away someone's honor is worse than taking away their money. On the flip side then, says Rav Miller, if taking away someone's honor is worse than taking away their money, giving someone honor is greater than giving them money. So it has to be that if you say kind words, you get another 11 blessings. Because if you only get another 5 blessings, it would come out, you're getting more blessed for the money than you are for the kind words. And we know honor is more valuable than money. So it must be for giving tzedakah, you get 6 blessings. For saying kind words, you get another 11 blessings. So that means you get a total of 17 blessings. Comes the chidah. That means if you console your friend, you get an additional 11 blessings besides the 6. You get toiv brachais, ki biglal. Biglal is 65. You unify the name of Hashem. Hadavar hazeh. Hazeh is 17. You get ki biglal. Hadavar, because of your words, you got 17 blessings. Because you're mafayis the ani, ki bidvar. Ki biglal hadavar, hadavar, because of your words, you get hazeh, you get 17 blessings. So it comes out, our whole shir is in the pasuk. Nasoin titein lai, you should surely give the ani. That's the first step, give him. V'lo yeira levavcha besitcha lai, it should not be hurt in your heart. You should give it like a sport. You should give it with a spirit of generosity. You should not give it stingily. That was the first kavana. Ki biglal, you're unifying Hashem's name. The haya, the vav is your hand. The hey are your fingers. The yud is the coin. The hey is the hand of the ani. You unified Hashem's name. Hadavar, hazeh. All of the various kavanas you had. Hazeh, you're going to get 17 blessings for hadavar, for speaking to the ani. You can get an additional 17 blessings. Let's end off with Alam de Shavart. You know, Rav Meir Arik would say that even though we say it's tzedakah tatzel mimaves, and the Gemara says this is talking about where the giver doesn't know who he's giving to, and the Mekabel doesn't know where it's coming from. But you should know, when an Ani comes to you face to face, you're not going to have the opportunity of tzedakah tatzel mimavetz. So therefore the Torah says, no. You shouldn't feel bad when you give it to him, thinking, oh, I'm not going to be saved from death. If I'm giving it to him face to face, I know him, he knows me, it's not matan besesar. Because on the other hand, you're going to gain something very great. You know what you're going to gain? You're going to be able to be mefayis him bedvarim. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh. The words you say, the dibur you say, you'll be zoicha to 11 brachos. You won't be able to be zoicha to those brachos if you give it b'seisar. With this, friends, we can answer a very lamda shakasha of Tosfos. Tosfos in Baba Basra talks about Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson was not giving tzedakah the way he should have. They forced him, Bezdin forced him to give tzedakah. Tosfos asks, how could we force him to give tzedakah? But there's a rule in the Gemara in Chulin that any mitzvah saseh, that the reward for the mitzvah is kasav betzida, any mitzvah that matan schara betzida, Bezdin will not get involved in. Bezdin will not enforce. And tzedakah, it says the reward. It says, ki pasayach tiftach es yad chalai. It says, why? Ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem. So since tzedakah is a mitzvah, shamatan schara betzida, how could we force Rav Nosson to give tzedakah, but it's a mitzvah, shamatan schara betzida? So I heard many years ago, from a very chashuva magid shir, Harav Yaakov Emert, who answered this Tosfos based on the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim says that Leman Yivarechecha is not going on giving the tzedakah. For giving the tzedakah, there's no reward. Schar b'hayam aleka. The reward that the Torah is talking about is for giving it generously. B'simcha uvetuv levlav. You're not getting reward in this world for giving tzedakah. The reward is in the Olam HaEmes. When the Torah says, ki beglal hadavar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem aleikecha, the reward is for giving it besimcha v'tov levav. So now we understand why we force Rav Nosson to give tzedakah. Because if he's not giving it beratzayin, then we're not forcing him to give it belev shalem. We're forcing him to give, and there's no reward for the giving. That's the answer to Avnei Miluim. The reason why we're able to force Rav Nosson to give tzedakah is because it's not mitzvah shematan schar betzida. The reward is not for the giving, the reward is for giving happily. I would humbly add another potential answer to Tosfos' kasha, similar to Avnei Miluim, is the reward is not necessarily for giving, it's for your kind words. It's for being mefayis to ani. Ki beglal hadavar hazeh. It's for the words you say to the ani. The words you say to the ani are the most important part of tzedakah. So today we learned four important things to bear in mind when you give tzedakah. Number one, by the way, aside from diversifying, which I want to give everyone the opportunity of contacting dailygiving.org, who is the sponsor of today's shiur. Go to dailygiving.org. You can make sure every day of your life is connected to tzedakah. Friday, Shabbos, Sukkot, Pesach, Chol HaMoed, Tisha B'Av. You don't have a dollar on you? No problem. They'll take care of it, and you'll have an opportunity to have a chilek in all the various tzedakahs. Kulam ahuvim, kulam kedoshim. So one thing to bear in mind when you give tzedakah is you want to give it like a sport, generously. Number two, you're being miyachid the shem Hashem. V'hoya maseh hatzedakah shalom. Your arm is a vav. Your five fingers is a hey. The coin is a yud. The hand is a hey. Number three, there are many different kavanos to have. That to Hashem should elevate your Torah, elevate your tefillah, give a refuah shalema, give tzadikim menucha in Gan Eden. The Chida brings it bekitzer in his kaf achas, and it's spoken about more extensively in number 15 in Maaseh HaTzedakah. And finally, the element of the kind words that offer a person even more bracha than the actual giving of tzedakah itself. And Hashem should give us all the resources and the ratzon hatov and the nedivas halev to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah and fill every day of our life with tzedakah. Chazal say, nobody ever lost from giving tzedakah. Nothing bad ever came from giving tzedakah. All tzedakah does is it brings shalom. And Ein Yisrael nigalim ella bitzdaka. We could add that not only Ein Yisrael nigalim, but also the captives of Klal Yisrael. If you care about the hostages, when you give the tzedakah, you should have in mind that Hashem should redeem the shavuyim of Klal Yisrael. And we should be zaycha to see the geula shleima b'karev. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Kol tov. Thank you so much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.